All-American Half Pounder. Sweet pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato. This is Rock and Roll Radio.
Into a bar and he orders a drink. Being served by the pervy old man, they know a dirty dick. Dick pours the man's drink into a dirty glass. Says, hey, my friend, you got something nice to go along with that? Well, what do you got? Got a hooker, she's a lucker. You wanna fuck her? And I won't say a word. She's seductive and attractive. It's like elastic. But I love at first sight for you. Love at first sight. The man thinks about this offer and then he declines. Dirty dick, he laughs and simply asks, why? You see, man, I've never cheated on my wife. But sure, you know how to tell a little lie. I suppose I do. Got a hooker, she's a lucker. You don't wanna fuck her, and I won't say a word. She's seductive and attractive. Bends like elastic. Well, love at first sight for you. Love at first sight for you.
This is Free Rock and Roll Radio, back again, coming out of Toxteth, Liverpool. This is the next edition of Free Rock and Roll Radio that goes with the free rock and roll gigs that happen at Mellow Mellow every other Thursday. Loads of great music tonight, including the Wizards of Twiddly, Mugstar, our old favourites, Half Man Half Biscuit, a bit of nostalgia with Cock Off, a great band from Liverpool, used to be fond of here, and lots of other stuff as well. In the studio tonight, we've got the band who started off the show. That's the band of the Dead Class. And we've got Barbara and Billy in tonight. Do you want to say hi?
Hello, Pete.
Hello.
Hi, Pete.
Hello.
Hi, Barbara.
How you doing, hi, Barbara? Billy. Yeah, yeah. His name's actually Jake, but he prefers Barbara.
Only so, to you, Pete. You know,
yeah, only to
only
me.
To you.
So that was the first record, Dirty Dick, which was the next single by the Dead Class. But we'll speak to them a little bit later on. Next tune we've got here is a Liverpool band who were going ages ago, bit of a cult band these, and they're back doing stuff again. This is the Wizards of Twiddly and Cardboard Banjo.
Meow.
Cardboard Banjo.
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 Control at the touch of a button. The police vehicle's window is closed. No chance to notice the old bloke outside.
riding by on a bike, waving, falls off and laughs in the road. Cardboard banjo. Cardboard banjo. Cardboard banjo. Cardboard banjo.
There you go, I just let that finish so we could hear the crowd. That was recorded, that was the Wizard of Twiddly cardboard banjo that was recorded at the Zanzibar a few years ago. So yeah, this is Free Rock and Roll Radio. It could be the World Cup special, maybe. We've got Paraguay against Italy on the telly. Italy have just equalised against Paraguay, so never mind about that, eh? So in the studio we've got Vili and Jake, otherwise known as Barbara, from the Dead Class.
Woof.
Yep.
Ribbit.
Yep.
We're just here to make animal noises, actually, tonight.
Isn't that right, yeah.
Oh, that's why we were called in, wasn't it? Just a few ribbits, a few
No, that's
barks.
What Jake does when he just comes out on his own, when no one else is here.
Quiet time, Pete. Quiet time.
What's going on between these two?
You're jealous. You're jealous, aren't you?
Okay, so what's going on in the world of Dead Class? We're going to put you on the spot with some hard-hitting questions, so you know you better be up to it, you know.
Yeah.
In fact, the first hard-hitting question is, what's your favourite seabird?
My favourite seabird?
A penguin?
Very good, yeah. Is that a seabird?
Don't know. Does it count?
I'm not sure, really.
Yeah. A seagull?
We tried that with Emily and the Faves, and she just came back and said a snowy egret without even, like, breaking.
Oh, she likes birds.
Yeah.
Do you like birds?
Yeah,
that's good.
So tell us about what's going on with you. That was the first song we heard, Dirty Dick. What's that all about then?
It's about
I don't think Terry Wogan will be playing that one somehow.
No, that's the thing. Yeah, pushing it as a single, it's hard, isn't it? Because not a lot of radio stations are going to play that. That's why we had to come here. Ollie Messon. No, there'd be a lot of bleeps, wouldn't there, in the chorus. Got a hooker, she's a looker, you want a perp.
I just don't think they're like prostitutes, radio stations in general.
Oh, right, I thought you meant me.
Radio prostitutes.
Oh, you like them. I know about you.
I'm joking. I don't. What it's about is a fella who's going into a bar and the fella serving him Dirty Dick is a bit of a pimp and he's trying to offer the fella a prostitute and the fella's sort of fighting with his principles and, you know, what is moral and what is immoral and will his wife find out, and he's, you know, we give no answer at the end, so
right.
It's
good,
we do
good.
That
that's
in a lot of songs
answer.
We give no answer at the end
answer. Good. And Dead Class are playing on Thursday of this week, in fact Thursday the 17th of June, along with
Two Sick Monkeys.
A band called Two Sick Monkeys, yeah, and they're from Temps. Swindon, is that right? Yeah,
Swindon.
Yeah, from Swindon. We're doing four gigs with them this weekend. Liverpool, Manchester, Kettering, and London.
Not in that order, though.
Not in that. Well, Liverpool, Manchester, London, and Kettering.
That's right, yeah.
That order, Barbara.
That's the pecking order.
It is.
Yeah.
Sounds
but
about right.
They're really entertaining, you know. You got to see them, just bass and drums, load of distortion on the bass. They do like from hardcore punk to just, you know, some really funky melodic tunes as well. Just, you can get really into it.
So how did you hook up with those guys then?
We seen them about a year and a half ago or something in Stockport.
Right.
It just clicked, you know, just got on well. And we said we'll have to do some more gigs in the future. Keep in touch. And it was one of those.
Good stuff.
And the Temps are playing as well, obviously.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, so my
really
band.
Really cool band as well.
At the O2 with the Fall. And they're a really good young band as well. So,
yeah.
So, another
getting
fine,
better all the time.
Another fine free rock and roll gig on Thursday the 17th of June of this week. So the next tune, we'll play we're going to play another band who's got a record coming out soon. This is Mugstar, a brilliant Liverpool band. And the name of this track is Technical Knowledge is a Weapon. And as I understand, this is out on Important Records, and it's a great band. This is Mugstar.
Quack, quack,
moo.
Thank you.
That was Mugstar, and that's a track called Technical Knowledge is a Weapon, and that's from their new album on Important Records called Some Broken. You understand that's available now from Probe Records or wherever. This is the World Cup special we've decided for Free Rock and Roll Radio. Italy, Paraguay still on the telly. It's still 1-1. We'll keep you posted, but it won't really matter because by the time you hear this, the match will probably be over.
They need the Italian stallion.
The World Cup thing beggars the question, what do people think about this whole business about the St. George's flag and all that lot? Do you... Some people object to it because they think it has wrong connotations. And what do we think?
I seen Willie trying to hit it with a guitar recently.
Well, see, Willie's Irish anyway.
Wow!
So, smash the flag. No, there was a picture caught of me. I was just in mid-action smashing my guitar, but there's an English flag.
As you do.
And it looks like I'm smashing the English flag. But we'll post that on our website soon for all you England supporters.
We'll send it to the BNP. You'll be all right. You'll get away with it. They've got a sense of humour, those guys, I'm sure.
To be honest, there's nothing wrong with English people, is it, supporting their country in a World Cup. And I mean...
It's just a shame, isn't it, that it's kind of been hijacked by the, it's a shame that people are associating with the right wing things. So people. It's a bit of a shame that. So yeah, I think I agree with you. I reckon. They should be, but they're crap.
No, well, it was down to that handball, wasn't it? The French hit
Henry. I'm glad you brought that up. I'm really glad you brought that up because I think why on earth don't they have? Technology in football, because they have it in other sports.
I think that's the fun of it. You know, you get away with things like that. Like you can't see the replay. They don't have all these cameras.
Many of your,
you don't want the big brother on the football pitch
your,
as well.
Fellow Irishmen will agree with you on that point, there, mate.
Really. Yeah, I'm sure they will.
Too many.
That's
of them.
Why we're not.
Especially the footballers who are going to earn a fortune by going to the World Cup.
Yeah, listen, I've saved. All the supporters' money, didn't he? You know, would have spent a lot on flights going out there, and then being disappointed when they lose.
Yeah. okay, we're gonna go back in time now and look at. I've been digging out some of the bands who are out in the last 5 or 6 years ago, since when we did the sort of best of thing at Christmas. And there's a band called Cock Off, who are a great band who didn't do enough in my view, and he probably stopped playing about 4 or 5 years ago, I think. And this is a brilliant track called Gay Cowboys, and this is Cock Off. Believing I feel the ceiling. Radio. Okay, the last two songs you heard there were Cock Off, Gay Cowboys, a band sadly not going anymore, and then Kill Gandalf from Wales with a track called Believing. And we're going to talk a little bit about Sound City Festival, which, because we had Dave Pitchelingi, the boss of Sound City, in on the last show, so we're going to look back at what happened there. But also, one of the Free Rock and Roll team was over in Barcelona for a festival recently. Oh, yes. What was that called?
It was called Primavera Sound 10. Even though it's 2010, it was the 10th time they've done it in Barcelona.
And I believe it's a very good festival, isn't it?
Splendid.
Big place.
Big place, lovely place by the sea. Lots of bands.
Yeah.
Great.
And what good bands did you see?
Pick of the Bunch, Tortoise, Pixies, Pet Shop Boys.
Yeah.
And a fella from Noy, Low, Roddy Frame, great.
And did anything happen to you? Any robberies or violence or anything like that happen?
Just the only chance
that it might have happened to you?
Yeah, we both got robbed and I got hit in the face.
And why did you get hit in the face?
Because I kissed a bouncer.
A male?
A person
of male gender.
I reckon so, I'm not sure, but it probably was.
That'll teach you.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
People like you give us a bad name. See, on the theme of World Cup, people from England going abroad causing trouble.
Well, I felt that's the thing. I purposely went out my way after getting hit, and the black eye that was the consequence of that, going to the local shops, going, hello, you know, I'm not a yobbo. I don't remember what happened. But a lot of it happened over the weekend at the festival, going, all right, you from England, yeah, what's that? That's a black eye. But thanks to Bernard from Austria, who looked after me that night, and blah, blah, blah.
Good. And in a bit, you know, I'm talking about Sound City Festival. I managed to get through the whole festival without kissing any men or being assaulted or...
Well, good on you.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for that. Yeah, as far as I can remember, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know.
You're right. So on that bombshell, we'll have a track from Half Man, Half Biscuit that we seem to play every time. No, in fact, we do play every time.
Not the same track.
No, but we do play Half Man, Half Biscuit.
Oh, can I
and
say...
this is called Irk the Purists.
Give me love, give me cat, give me big clothes, give me Rush, give me Marky Moon. I go ball on the floor, I can listen to them all in the twilight or the afternoon. Irk the purists, it's a right good laugh. Irk the purists, Irk the purists, it's a bad. All an old round of golf, Miles Davis. Patty Smith simply ran Sly Stone. Be they false or for real, I don't care, I'm not as near, just as long as we can hear their song. Irk the purists, it could well be Adam Rick's balls. Irk the purists, if you're better than you ought.
Half Man Half Biscuit and Irk the Purists, another tune from our friends there, Half Man Half Biscuit. So we're going to carry on talking to the chaps from the Dead Class. Well, one we know is a chap, the other one we're not too sure about. We've got Villy and Jake alias Barbara.
Check them out.
So you've got a record coming out, is that right? It's got an album coming out.
Yeah,
we do.
And what's the title of the album?
Stick.
What's the concept going on there?
No concepts, no nothing. We had loads of names. We had a couple of hundred names, actually. Just like, we call it this, that. And at the end, we're like,
Let's just call it stick.
That's a nice word. Stick it is.
It hasn't as many connotations, I'll give you that.
No. Yeah.
No, I think it does.
You can take stick off people or just a stick like a branch
piece
or something
wood.
That sticks to something. I say it as if it's sticky. Like
card,
stick.
Playing cards. Stick or twist.
I didn't think of that one.
I mean, you know, and the artwork as well. We just put balls everywhere, just balls, like in a ball pond, not testicles. And we put our friend made this mosaic style mask, and we stuck it in the balls, and we're like, well, that makes no sense. Just like the name, let's call it
Balls on Parade.
We're gonna call it Balls on Parade,
but we didn't. We called it Stick.
Stick it is.
So is that coming out on Antipop Records?
Antipop Records, yeah, in October. Okay. Nice. I think the launch will be like the 25th.
But you're having your launch in London, is that right?
Yeah, and we're doing sort of. It'll be sort of like a launch tour. Like we'll do like different dates around the UK,
right,
for the like launch of the album.
That someone in the background is saying you want to.
It's a fella with a black eye.
Yeah,
I don't trust him.
I don't know.
And a ciggy and a can.
Black eyed Paul.
You yob.
do give out your MySpace.
Yeah, well, myspace.com/theDeadClass.
Best checking out the Antipop Records site, which is just antipoprecords.co.uk.
Okay.
If you're into podcasts like Pete's podcast, there's podcasts on Antipop Records as well.
I believe so. Yeah.
It's another way you can find out new music, really.
Good stuff. And what is happening with the Antipop Records? What other bands are on that label? Is that Metro Manila Red? Are they on that?
Metro are doing quite a lot on there. I think they've got another.
They've got a DVD coming soon, and another album.
Sure.
Apparently,
sure.
And the Drellers are working on a new album.
Right.
I don't know if the Temps releasing something, but they're working with the Temps.
Right.
And another band from Durham called the Zombie Headhunters.
Right.
Female-fronted hardcore punk.
Right.
So it's good, you know. It's a way of bands coming together and having the Antipop site. If we play gigs around or even in Europe, it's another way. People, you know, check out This Is Happening in Liverpool, check out Antipop Records, and they'll go on and check out some of the bands on it. It's
all good. It's all the DIY spirit.
Yeah, yeah.
Totally. So we're going to play the next tune by the Dead Class coming up here, and this is a track called Be Afraid.
That's a horse. That's a donkey.
This is Free Rock and Roll Radio from Toxteth, Liverpool, and that tune was by our guest band tonight. Everything on the show tonight is about the world of the Dead Class, and that song was called Be Afraid. Going to look at some gigs coming up. First one of them is actually features the Dead Class on Thursday the 17th of June, along with Two Sick Monkeys from Swindon. Yeah, and the Temps, great young band from Liverpool. Following Free Rock and Roll on the 1st of July is Dead Good as well, which is Blue Demon, cracking rock and roll really band as well, and the Flaming Mamies and the Lees, who we like on this show as well. Before that, on the 30th of June, Villy from the Dead Class, who we've got in the studio tonight, is doing a gig at, did you say it was at the Bumper?
Bumper.
Yeah, yeah. You're doing an acoustic set.
Yeah, an acoustic set.
Oh yeah, who else is playing that?
There's Saul Godman, the front man of Metro Manila.
Oh right, okay, yeah.
He's
yeah.
doing an acoustic slide as well.
Best busker in Liverpool.
Yeah, he won best busker in Liverpool.
Did he?
Competition.
Doing
yeah.
Metro Manila Raid type
no,
stuff.
No, just doing. I think he was just messing around, just playing, you know, covers and. But,
yeah.
I would like to see him doing a Erasure, to be fair.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be funny actually. But. I think when he won it, though, he got this guest slot, you know, on Juice FM and all that, but he went on and played Metro tunes. So that was good.
On Juice FM. Yeah. Brilliant.
Thanks. I haven't heard it, but yeah, yeah. And along with that, there's Lost Rights from Manchester and The Hicks from Wigan.
Right, okay, and that's on Bumper, and that's on
30th
the 30th of June.
June.
Is it a free gig or is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's free, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
It's part of Ox Jam.
All right, yeah. Okay. So. Yes, that thing coming around again. Ox Jam, yeah. Before that, this weekend, which is the, is it the 20th, 19th and 20th at Sefton Park, you've got the Africa Oye Festival.
African Oye.
Africa, yeah, we were thinking that there might, this should be like a punk African crossover festival called Africa Oye.
Oi. Oi. See, that's one yeah. tune, done. Yeah. We can open up.
Okay, so get down to Sefton Park this week. I had hours of fun last year watching all the white middle class people from that lane trying to dance to all the world music. Hours of fun last year doing that. But it's great. It is a great festival. And it's free. Yeah, yeah. And loads of great food and stuff as well. Yeah, yeah. That's brilliant. So that's a roundup of the gigs. The next feature we got on the show is, the tentacles of free rock and roll reaching around the world, and we've got people from all over the world sending stuff in, and so we have this feature called Rocking All Over the World, and this next band, quite topical actually since we just watched Italy versus Paraguay on the telly, are from Milan, and I did actually see this band playing at Dublin Castle, kind of Stooges-esque type thing. These are from Milan, and this is called The Dogs, and the track is called Underground Drain, and we all have to go after three. One, two, three, four.
Rocking all over the world.
Boof. But you missed it.
I was doing a boof for the dogs.
We'll be right back. Rock and Roll Radio. 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 Radio.
Okay, this is Free Rock and Roll Radio, all about the Liverpool underground scene. But having said that, the last two records we played weren't from Liverpool. The one before was our Rocking All Over the World feature, which is the Dogs with two G's, if you want to check them out on MySpace or whatever. And they're from Milan, kind of Stooges-esque band, and a cool-looking bunch of people they are, as well as you'd expect coming from Milan. After that, we had Hysterical Injury playing a song called Three. I think it's called Three. It might just be the third song on the record. I don't know. But it's quite called Three. Someone's nodding their head at me there. So, and they're from Bath. Bath. But tonight's guest band, this is their last spot. We're going to talk to them now. This is the Dead Class. So you've been going a while, haven't you, now? The Dead Class, actually.
4 years. Really.
4 years?
We've had just one old drummer as well.
So how did you end up over here? You being from Ireland then originally?
I know that Tom Wood used to have a band called Vamos.
I know. Yeah, I know Tom.
Run Dead Monkey Nights.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was in a band with his brother in Ireland. He used to talk about his brother in Liverpool, you know, and all that. And so I grew up with his brother in Ireland and got to know Tom. I came over here when I was 17 in a band called Virdo, played a couple of gigs and thought, yeah, I like this place, you know. Met Hansen and a few people who had a studio on Egbert.
Sure. So where were you from in Ireland originally?
Mayo. Mayo. It's near Galway.
Right. So is there much going on in Mayo?
No.
Not compared to here.
Nothing really. Even Galway City, you know, you have to be in a cover band or something like that. Nice. That's what we had to do. We had to play a load of covers. Mm. So it was good meeting Tom that way. He'd come back and give me bands from Liverpool, their CDs and stuff, and sort of encouraged me to write my own songs.
I mean, you must be one of the most hardworking bands from Liverpool. I've seen you know, getting out, playing around the country.
We try to gig as much as we can. We got out to Europe now about four times touring. And we're going again in October for another 3 weeks.
So where are you going this time?
All around Belgium, Holland, and I think it's West Germany. A lot of cities around then. I don't think we'll be going as far as Berlin or over to Czech this time. And I'll be going to Czech in July myself. I'm doing some solo shows out there for a week. Right.
And what's that like, Czech Republic? What's that like for gigs?
I'm really good. Well, we were only there 4 years ago when we just started the band. We went out there for a week. And they're crazy, you know. The Czechs, they just, you know, Irish get a bad reputation for drinking, but they're nothing on the Czechs.
Is it cheap as chips, the beer, then, out there? Then
it used to be about 40 pence for a pint.
Right.
Don't know what it is now, but everybody says.
It's a little bit, but it'll still be.
Yeah.
It'll still be cheap. Mm.
And it's good beer. You don't feel very sick after it the next day.
Right. Okay. Someone wants to grab my microphone and say something. But yeah, it's like the man with the eye.
Don't hit me. Don't hit me.
Shut it.
No, it's like one of my favourite beers that you can get in Britain from Czech Republic is Budvar.
I
heard a story because it's called Budweiser, and the American Budweiser tried to sue
them
for using the name when it was their name in the first place, and they lost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Budweiser.
The Americans lost because it was their original. Yeah. It's a Czechoslovakian.
Yeah.
It's lovely. It's, you know.
It's great, yeah.
There you go. That's it. Thanks.
I thought it was just like, I didn't know what Budweiser was. I thought it was like the Czech edition of Budweiser. And then it was like two completely different things. And Budweiser tastes like piss.
Yes.
And Budweiser is
presumably the American
lovely.
Budweiser people thought, we had too much money. It doesn't matter. We can steamroll these guys. You know.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, yeah. You know. So. Have to stop but, calling me darling, yeah. Paul. People will talk. It's bad enough with Barbara on the show.
Oh, Pete.
Oh. But yeah, they're a good. When we played over then, was you know they were well into it. The people from Czech, they're nice, really sound people.
Okay, so we're gonna wind up talking. Wind up our little talk with Dead Class now. So we're gonna finish off. What's the name of this tune? This was your last single, as far as I know.
Yeah, Pulse and a Heartache. We put this out in a 7-inch last October.
Nice.
Along with the Drellas, they put out a 7-inch as well, and we went on tour for a couple of weeks. So yeah, it's Pulse and a Heartache. We had another song on that 7-inch called Age of Paranoia.
Good. And there's a good video for this on YouTube. Okay, and this is thanks very much to the chaps from the Dead Class. This is a Pulse and a Heartache.
Thanks for
the
having
Class.
Us and cheers
okay,
for the beer.
No problem. See you soon, Barbara and Billy.
Some mistake. Hey. Stab me to the heart again. 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 Must be some mistake. Stab me to the heart again. 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 Stab me to the heart again.
Okay, that was the Pulse and the Heartache from the fantastic Dead Class who we've had in the studio tonight. And you can see playing live at Free Rock and Roll at Mellow Mellow this Thursday, the 17th of June, and a bunch of places around the country when their album comes out a little bit later in the year. Very, very hard-working band. So nearly come to the end of the show. Said we'd mention the Sound City Festival because last time out we had Dave Piccolinghi, the main guy from Sound City Festival. Managed to get to a few gigs there. I played a gig myself with my band with The Fall, and many people were asking me how was Marky Smith off stage, and I have to say he was a very nice chap when I met him. The Temps played early on, so not many many people because they put them on at a ridiculously early time, and he came in the dressing room and offered the young lads words of encouragement, and he was a very nice man. So you know, they say where I come from, speak as you find, and we found him to be a very nice person, and he was a bit out of it later on as he was when he was on the stage, but that's something to be expected of him. We saw our tip for the best at Sound City gig was actually El Toro and Dr. Comover and Furious at the Go-Go Cage night at Magnet on the last night of Sound City, and that didn't disappoint at all. And night before I saw the Drellas at the Magnet, and they're a fantastic band as well, along with C, which is a very, very interesting girl band who I think we might have in here in the house very, very soon. So thanks a lot. That was another edition of Free Rock and Roll Radio. Some great music tonight from the Wizards of Twiddly, Mugstar, Dead Class, of course, old band the Cockoff, the Dogs from Italy, Hysterical Injury from Bath, and some other stuff as well that I can't quite bring to mind. So we're going to finish off with Greg Oldfield, the great singer-songwriter from Widnes. And just remind me what the name of this tune is.
My Bleeding Knee.
It's called My Bleeding Knees. So we'll see you all at Mellow Mellow for the for next Free Rock and Roll live gigs, and we'll be back here Free Rock and Roll Radio next month. Bye for now.
If I had a catapult, I bet I'd get them from here. While you dug for apples, can I hold back your hand? There's a desert island at the end of Taylor Street. Among those sharks and monsters, I lay at your feet. Not too far now to catch the train. I know I'll miss the jump, but I'll try it all the same. My bleeding knees, they show me what we are. Diamonds in the rough, viewed from a speeding car. There's your skipping rope hanging on the lamppost over there. I climbed to get it back for you, and I don't need no day. Let's go to Shuka's yard and get lost amongst the coal. In the dust and oil, you're forever in my soul. Not too far now to catch the train. I know I'll miss the jump, but I'll try it all the same. My bleeding knees, they show me what we are. Diamonds in the rough, viewed from a speeding car. Not too far now to catch the train. I know I'll miss the jump, but I'll try it all the same. My bleeding knees, they show me what we are. Diamonds in the rough, viewed from a speed. Diamonds in the rough, viewed from a speeding car.
This is Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.